Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samach Gimel. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas, Sarah Weinstock, Sora Leah Bas Moshe, and Miriam Weissman, Miriam Bas Shneir Zalman. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We're going to pick up on Samach Gimel Omen Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. Samach Gimel Omen Aleph with the words, Ki Osu Rav Dimi. Now, yesterday at the end of the shir, we discussed the situation of a Pesach that was shechted Bachutz. We're talking about Shechutei Chutz. And if you shechted Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, so of course you're not supposed to do so. Are you Chayiv Shechutei Chutz? Shechutei Chutz is only basically a carbon that could have been brought on the inside. If you bring it on the outside, then you're Chayiv Shechutei Chutz. Otherwise, you're technically not Chayiv. You shouldn't do this, but you're technically not going to be Chayiv Shechutei Chutz. So we had begun to discuss, what about a carbon Pesach during the rest of the year? It's a carbon shlomim if you do a shechted inside. But if you shechted outside, so it never was nekar, it wasn't uprooted from being a carbon Pesach, so what is its din? So that's what we're going to discuss today. We'll have two different opinions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan was one of the greatest Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, first generation Amoraim, and many of his Talmidim traveled back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael, and they transferred the Torah between the two places. So we find throughout Shas, Ki Osu Rav Dimi, we have Talmidim of Rav Yochanan, such as Rav Dimi, that traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Babel to say over the Torah of Rav Yochanan, say over the Torah from Eretz Yisrael in Babel. So he said the following statement. When he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said that Rav Yirmiya said in the name of Rav Yochanan the following statement. Pesach sheshechotu b'chutz b'shayim osa shana. A carbon Pesach that was shechted outside the Azara during the rest of the years, not on Erev Pesach, not on Yudalit Nisan in the afternoon. It was shechted at some other time during the year outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Yirmiya said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shelo Lishmo, whether it was shechted L'shem Korban Pesach or whether it was shechted L'shem Korban Shlomim, which is what a Korban Pesach is, if it's not shechted on Yudalit Nisan in the afternoon, so Bein Lishmo, Bein Shelo Lishmo, Potter, you're not going to be Chayiv for Shechutei Chutz. Again, of course, I want to stress, you can't do this, you're not allowed to do this, but you wouldn't be Chayiv for the Isser of Shechutei Chutz. Now, this is what Rav Dimi said, that Rav Yirmi said in the name of Yochanan, and Rav Dimi himself said, I'm Rav Dimi, I said this over, Amrise Lishmaisa, Kameh de Rav Yirmi, I myself said this over in front of Rav Yirmi, and said as follows, Bishlom Lishmo, I understand why you said in the name of Rav Yochanan that if you shechted Lishmo, Lishem Korban Pesach, then you wouldn't be Chayiv Shechutei Chutz, because the whole Luchosilei, because if you were to shechted inside any other time other than Yudalit Nisan, if you were to shechted as a Korban Pesach inside, you wouldn't be Yotzei. So therefore, if you shechted as a Korban Pesach outside, you're not Chayiv Shechutei Chutz. Very good, I understand that. But why, Ela Shelo Lishmo, if you go and shechted Shelo Lishmo, the rest of the year, other than Yudalit Nisan, why would you in fact not be Chayiv for Shechutei Chutz? Am I? Ha Chazi Shelo Lishmo Bifnim. If you were to shecht it Shelo Lishmo inside the Beis HaMikdash, you would be Yotze, because if you're shechting it not as a Shem Korban Pesach, you're shechting it as a Shlomim. It's a perfectly good Shlomim the rest of the year. So why would you not be Chayiv for Shechutei Chutz if you shechted it outside the Azara? That was Rav Dimi's question to Rav Yirmiya on Rav Yirmiya's statement that he said over the name of Yochanan. Normally, so Rav Dimi said, the Rav Yirmiya responded back to him, and he said, Akira Schutz, Lav Shmei Akira. Because when you change it from a Korban Pesach to a Korban Shlomim outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're uprooting it, the Akira of the name of the Korban Pesach, to turn it into a Korban Shlomim. That doesn't work outside. You can only be Oker it inside. So inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azari, if you go and shecht it, other than your Dalit, so then it becomes a Korban Shlomim, and it's a valid, perfectly good Korban Shlomim. But if you do the same thing outside the Azara, so then you don't uproot the name of the Korban Pesach, and since it couldn't be brought as a Korban Pesach inside, you're not Chayiv Shechutei Chutz on the outside. That is the rationale that Rav Dimi said. Rav Yirmi explained to him why Rav Yochanan Paskin, that the Pesach, if you shechted it other than your Dalit, you shechted it the rest of the year outside, you wouldn't be Chayiv Bein Lishmo, Bein Lishol Lishmo, for Shechutei Chutz, you would be Potter. On the other hand, we'll have the exact opposite understanding that Ravin brought from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Yochanan. Ki Osu Ravin, when Ravin traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said over the exact opposite statement in the name of Yirmiyahu of Yochanan. He said, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu of Yochanan, I heard Rav Yirmiyahu of Yochanan say that a Korban Pesach, Sheshechato Bachutz, B'Shayim Osa Shana, if you were to go shecht outside the Azara, a Korban that was designated to be the Korban Pesach, and you shechted it any other day, other than Yudal and Nisan, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach Shishchatu B'chutz B'shayim Oseh Shana. So here he says the opposite. Bein L'shmo, whether you shechted L'shem Korban Pesach, Bein Shalom L'shmo. If you shechted it not L'shem Korban Pesach, you shechted it L'shem Korban Shlomim, you are chayiv B'chutz Chutz. You are in fact going to be chayiv in this situation, regardless of what your intention was. You're shechting a valid Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's a chiv of Shlutei Chutz. Now the obvious question is why? We understand when you shouted Shelo Lishmo, this opinion clearly doesn't agree with the way that Rav Dimi brought down the statement in Rav Yirmiyahu Yochanan that Akira Chutz is not considered Akira. So clearly, if you shouted Shelo Lishmo, you're going to be chayiv because you've changed it from a Pesach to a Shlomim. It would be perfectly good as a Shlomim inside, and therefore you're chayiv Shlutei Chutz if you shouted outside the Azara. That's no problem. But why? Vafilu Lishmo. If you shechted as a Korban Pesach outside, if you shechted as a Korban Pesach inside, you're not Yotze, so why should you be Chayv Shchut Echutz? Svot Nan, because we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Svachim, and it said in regards to the din of Shchut Echutz, that if you are Mechusar Zman, if an animal is brought, what we would call early Mechusar Zman, the two types of Mechusar Zman, Bein Begufo, Bein Bebalim. We're going to explain in a second what these two things mean. But if the animal is lacking, it's early, it's premature, either in its guf or in the balim, so then you're not going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. That's what the Mishnah Zochim tells us. Mechus is man, bein begufon, bein bebalim, your potter. Now, what are these two things? The eizahu, mechus is man bebalim. What are the two types of psulim of mechusus man that we're dealing with, bein begufu bein mibalim? So mechusus man bebalim, that is, for example, if a person is a zav or a zavah, a man or a woman who have these certain types of discharges that make them tame, so they have to wait a 7-day period of time, and on the 8th day they can bring their carbon. So if they were to bring their carbonos prior to the 8th day, that's called mechusus man, and that's called a mechusus man in the balim, that they are lacking the time that they're allowed to go bring their carbon. They have to wait till the 8th day. So that would be the din for a zavah. A zavah, a yoledes, after she gives birth to a boy, or after she gives birth to a girl. There are different periods of tumah and tahara. So after giving birth to a boy, there's a 7-day period of tumah, and then there is a 33-day period of tahara. For a girl, everything is doubled. There's a 14-day period of tumah and a 66-day period of tahara. And they're only allowed to bring their carbon yoledes after the 40-day or 80 days, respectively. So after a boy, they bring it on day 41. After a girl, they bring it on day 81. If they bring their carbon prior to that time, that's called mechusus man bibalim. And likewise, a mitzora. A mitzora has a tahara process and brings the carbonus for the mitzora for the tahara on the 8th day. In all of these situations, the zav, the zava, or the mitzora, if they bring it prior to the 8th day, or the oledes brings it prior to the 41st or the 81st day, respectively, after giving birth to a boy or a girl, these are all called mechusus man bibalim, and this carbon is not good. It's not good on the inside, and therefore you're not going to be chayv shchut echutz on the outside. Furthermore, if they were to go shekrivu chatosam v'yashamu v'chos, if they were going to bring their chatos or their asham on the outside, as I just said, they would be potter. Now, all of them are chayv chatos. Who is chayv an asham? Only the mitzora has an asham over here. So this is referring to if they were to bring their carbon chatas, or in the Mitzvah's case, also the carbon asham on the outside, they would not be chayv shchut echutz if they brought it too early, because if they brought it inside, they wouldn't be yotze. Therefore, they're pturim for shchut echutz. Again, stress, you can't do this, but if they did it, they wouldn't be chayv for shchut echutz. Now, if, however, they were to bring olo seyem bishalmeyem b'chutz, if they were to go and bring an ola or a shlomim that they were obligated to bring inside, and instead they shafted that outside. Now, olas, all of them have an ola. However, none of these, the zava, the mitzora, or the oledes, bring a shlomim. So Rashi says, what are we talking about? So Rashi brings down that the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us that it's dealing over here also with Nazir, and that they should have listed over here a Nazir as well. A Nazir brings the Shalmei Naziris carbon, and if you were to bring this carbon outside, when it is able to be brought inside, even though it's premature in terms of its time, but since if they were to bring it, it's still a valid ola or a valid shlomim, a chatos or a asham you can't voluntarily bring, but an ola or a shlomim you can voluntarily bring it. So even though it wasn't going to fulfill their obligations as zava zava, mitzorial ledis or a nazir, but an ola or a shlomim that could be brought as a voluntary carbon inside, so it would be able to be brought and would be accepted. So then if they were to shechtus on the outside, the Mishnah says that they would be chayiv. And on this, Yom Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi commented on this mission. He said, Lo shanu ela lishmo. That's only if they did it, l'shem that carbon. So if this Osham was shechted as the shame of the Osham for the Mitzorah, for example, so then, in this situation, you would not be chayv shutichot. However, avo shelo lishmo, if you didn't bring this as an osham, but you brought it as either an ola or a shlomim, so then, you would be chayv for shutichot. Avo shelo lishmo, you would be chayv. Now, bottom line is, we see from here that lishmo miyot potter. If you shechted it l'shem osham, so then since it couldn't be brought, it was premature, bein begufo, bein bebalim, it was inappropriately brought. I didn't explain, bein begufo means that the animal was prior to its eighth day of life. Before the eighth day of life, you're not allowed to bring an animal as a carbon. That meant begufo, that meant the animal itself. So in both of these situations, where it was not yet eligible, was mechusus man, either because of its time, or in the situation that we're talking about, that you brought it l'shem osham, and you're not allowed to bring an osham voluntarily, and here it was before the 7-day period of time, the entire process of Mitzorah had ended, so it wasn't the eighth day, and if you were to bring this osham inside, l'shem osham, so then it would be no good, so therefore, if he brings it outside l'shem osham, l'shmo, miyapata, you would not be chayv. Now, amai, name a whole ruin shalom l'shmo bifnim, but based upon what Rav Yirmiya said in the name of Yochanan, according to Ravin, he said, even bein l'shmo, you would be chayv, since this could be brought inside, as an ol or shlamim, it would be roin shalol lishmo inside. So then, according to you, you should be chayiv on the outside. So you're not kasha on Ravin's explanation of Rav Yirmiya on Rav Yochanan. So where it says no, the two aren't comparable. Hachi hashta, how are you trying to compare these two? Hasam boy Akira. In the case of the osham, you need to have a uprooting of the carbon l'shem osham. And since in this situation, you shechted it lishmo on the outside, so then it never had an uprooting of the carbon from being an asham to being an ola or a shlamim. And therefore, that's why you're potter when you shechted on the outside. However, in the case of carbon pesach, hocha bepesach, b'shayimos hashana, it automatically becomes a shlamim. Shlamim ninu, without any uprooting. And therefore, that's why Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yochanan, according to Ravin, says that bein lishmo, bein shelo lishmo, you're going to be chayiv, because it automatically gets uprooted. Not like the first opinion that we brought down that it needs an akira. No, it doesn't need an akira. If you go and shecht it automatically as a outside your dalit carbon, it automatically becomes a shlamim. You don't have to say, I'm removing it for being a Pesach, and I'm hereby declaring it to be a shlamim, which you can't do outside by the asham, for example. He says it automatically happens that way by the carbon Pesach. Therefore, there's a difference, and why the Mishnah and Zvachim can tell us that you wouldn't be chayiv for shechting a carbon shlamim, lishmo, you wouldn't be chayiv for shkut echutz, because it doesn't automatically become a shlomim inside, the asham remains and retains its status as an asham, as opposed to over here, in regards to the Pesach, by shechting it outside, it automatically becomes a shlomim. If it was shechted inside as a shlomim, it would be good. Therefore, there is shchut echutz on the outside in regards to the Karban Pesach. How does the Gemara conclude? So we had Rav Dimi coming, and we had Ravin coming, both saying the opposite things in the name of Yirmiya, Amar of Yochanan. So Rav Ashi Masni Chayev Kidamirat. Rav Ashi taught us the way that Ravin just said, Masni Chayev Kidamirat. And he held the second version, just like we had the Girsa that Ravin said, that you're Chayev even Shlomo as well as Lishmo, you'd be Chayev for Shlote Chutz for the Korban Pesach if you shechted it outside. He learned it, Rav Ashi learned it just the way that Ravin did. However, Rav Yirmiya, not to be mistaken for Rabbi Yirmiya, Rav Yirmiya Midifti, this is a different Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yirmiya Midifti, Masne Potter. He said no, like the first version that we had it, like Rav Dimi had learned it, that you'd be Potter. And he held Kusavar, Pesach, B'shayimos Hashanah, Boyakira. He held, like we brought down from Rav Dimi, his understanding of Rav Yirmiya was that you required the Korban Pesach to be have a real Akira, and you can't do a real Akira outside, you can only do a real Akira inside. The Akira is Chutz, Lav Shmei Akira, and therefore, that's why you'll be Potter, even if you shechted it Shelo Lishmo, the rest of the year, other than your Dalit, it still would not be Chayiv Shute Chutz. Well, Pligi, the Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, and this disagrees with the statement that we brought down in the name of Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, that said that it could be uprooted even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So this is our understanding of this machlokas. Nadik Mor says, Omar Mar, we had learned in yesterday's shir Mishehigril alayhem, after you did the hagrola, after you did the lottery between the two se'irim, the two identical se'irim, and you said this one is a soil Hashem, this one the lottery said is a soil Azazel. So then, if you were to go shechted outside, so only one of them is a carbon. So you'd be chayiv if you shechted outside the soil Hashem. You'd be chayiv v'shchutichutz, chayiv Hashem shal shoshem. However, upater al shal Azazel, the one that Azazel, is not a carbon, and therefore there's no din of shrutei chutz. You shouldn't shecht it, of course, but if you did, you would not be chayv shrutei chutz. Now the Mor is going to discuss this in more detail. Tanur Rabbah, we'll learn the following brisa. This is a brisa, as Rashi tells us, on Samach Gimel Amud Beis from Torah's Kohanim, and we're in the middle of this brisa right now when we're quoting it, but we'll quote just what we have over here, and then Rashi will remind us what was the beginning part of this brisa. So we start off by quoting the pasuk, Ish, Ish, the Beis Yisrael, any person from Klai Yisrael, Asher Yishchat, Shor, or Kesef, or Eiz, Ba'machaneh, if he shechts it in the Machaneh, in other words, outside the Azara. Oh, Asher Yishchat, Michutz L'machaneh, you shecht it any place outside Yerushalayim. In other words, if you shecht a carbon that's supposed to be shechted inside the Azara, and you shecht it any place outside, El Pesach Oham Oed, Lo Heviyo, and you did not bring it inside the Oham Oed to shecht it in the Azara, L'hakrib Korban L'Hashem, in order to go and sacrifice this as a carbon to Hashem. In other words, you do Shchut Dechutz. Return to Samach Gimel Amud Beis. In this situation, now the Braisa says, E carbon, if this was a carbon, what are we talking about? So Rashi, top Rashi over here, tells us the reish of the brice of the Torah's Kohanim, the beginning of this brice in Torah's Kohanim, said the following, Hochi Isa. It said, Yachol hashochet chulin bifnim yechayev. You might have thought that if you shecht chulin inside the Azara, that you would be chayev. So the brice in Torah's Kohanim said, no, based upon the word carbon, that tells me it has to be a carbon in order to be chayev of shrut echutz, and when you shecht non-consecrated things inside the Azara, you're not chayiv over here, this Isser. However, if it had just said carbon, eat carbon, shomeya ani afilu koche berekabayis, that seemed to include even berekabayis. We see that berekabayis from a pasuk that we're going to see in a second from Chumash that tells us that sometimes even non-animals can be considered carbon. They're considered based upon the pasuk to be a carbon. So I might have thought that shomeya ani afilu kochi berekabayis, even items that weren't consecrated as a carbon, but were just berekabayis, they only had kedushas berekabayis, we see that they are called carbon, shenikru carbon, so that might be included in the issue of shchut echutz. Where do we see that they're called carbon? Kinyu shenem, like the pasuk says, vanakrev es korban Hashem. And the pasuk continues, ish asher motzo kli zohov etz odo vitzomid tabas ogil v'chumos v'chaper nafshosenu lifnei Hashem. So we see that these are referred to vanakrev as korban Hashem. So even these inanimate items, these normally kochet berekabayis type of items are called the korban. So I might have thought that that applies even by an animal that was kochet berekabayis. Talmud Lomer, that's not true. It says, V'al Pesach Ol Moed, Lo Heviyo, that they didn't bring it to the Pesach of the Ol Moed. That's another pasuk. That pasuk tells us that only items that could be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, Kol Roy Le Pesach Ol Moed, Chayev Lo Bechutz, if you shecht that outside, only for those are you Chayev. However, Kol She'en Roy Le Pesach Ol Moed, if something is not fit to be a carbon, so therefore it is something that is Kochei Bereka Bayis, but not Kochei Hagof, it doesn't have kedusha of carbon, so then that type of a kedusha is better kabayis, ain't chayav alav chutz. If you shecht it outside, you wouldn't be chayav shchut chutz. That's what the Brisa tells us. The Brisa continues and says, O tzielu, I would therefore come to exclude the following. Anything she'ain ru'uyin lepesach omoed is not included in the din of shchut chutz. V'lo otzi, however, I would have thought to include. Now, paras chatas is the gears that we have. Rashi says you're not goris paras chatas. Tosu says you are. We'll just leave it in there because it's not really a carbon. It doesn't have pure kedusha saguf like a carbon, but it's certainly different than kochi berekabayis. So we can leave it in there and say it's like a carbon. But I would only have said only kochi berekabayis, but not kochi paras chatas or v'sar mishtalech, the sar lazozo. That's that everybody agrees is supposed to be. This is the crux of this discussion. Is now based upon that I would have said that the din of shchut echutz should apply to sari hamishtaleach shehu royal lovo el pesach omoed. It does come into the pesach omoed. It doesn't have the status of a carbon, but it does come pesach omoed. That's why Rashi is not goris to paras chatas, because that doesn't really come into the pesach omoed. In any event, Talmud Lomar, I need a pasuk to exclude the sari lazozo from shchut echutz, and it says la Hashem. The word la Hashem is coming to be an exclusionary word here to exclude the Sarah Lazazo, the Sarah Mishaleach, Mishami Yuchodim Lashem, something that is totally for Hashem, i.e. on the Mizbeach. as opposed to the Sol Azazel and possibly the Paros Chatos, Yatzu Elu Shein Miyuchodot Miyuchodin LaShem. They're not specifically for Hashem. So the word Hashem here is a Miyah to exclude something. So more questions is, V'la Hashem L'Hotziyu, is Hashem a Miyut here? It's coming to exclude the Sol Azazel. But I'll show you that the word LaShem comes to include. It's a Riboy elsewhere. Or Minu, the following Brisa says, Yerotze L'Korban Ishe LaHashem. Beginning of this pasuk, Yishar Kesev Ways, Kivaleid, famous pasuk, which we read on Yom Tovim, says that this pasuk, V'hoyo Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo, Yom Hashmi V'hola, Yerotze L'Korban Yishel Hashem. So we have this pasuk, Yerotze L'Korban Yishel Hashem. So this refers to Elu Ishim. These are things that are supposed to be brought as korbanos. They have to be more than 8 years old. The beginning of the pasuk says, V'hoyo Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo, then you can't bring it. However, you shouldn't even make it hektish before it's reached its 8 days. Tamalomar carbon, it has to be a carbon. And then it says, Lahashem l'rabos sar hamishtaleach. Here it's a riboy to say that you shouldn't go and include the sar Lahashem as being one of the serum, potentially for being the sar Lahashem, the sar Lazazel, until it is at least 8 days old. So we have a paradox. The first time we wrote down the Pasuk Lashem, it was to exclude the Sar Lashem. And the second time we bring it down Lashem, different Pasuk, it's coming to include the Sar Lashem. So what's going on? So Mama Rava Rava says, not a problem. Hasam Yonah Dekra, V'Halcham Yonah Gon Dekra. It all depends on the context. Hasam over there, in the Pasuk that says, Yerotzel Karbani Shel Hashem, to include the Sar Lazazel. So there, Hasam, in the first pasuk that we brought down, where it said "Vanakriv is Karban Hashem," so there it was El Pesach Olmei Lo Hevio. So everything was being included. So therefore, the Hashem comes to be an exclusion, Lashem Lamotzi. However, here in the pasuk that we just brought down, you're at Selah Karban Yishel Hashem, Hocha the Ishe Lahotzi. The words are telling us that it has to be Roy to be on the fire. So therefore, Lashem is coming to be Marbe that the Sora Lazazel, the Sar Mishtalech, is also included in this din that it must be at least 8 days old. Basically, we see from here that we needed this extra word Lashem to include in the din that it has to be at least 8 days old, the Sar Lazazel. Taimah, the Rabbi Rahman, because we have the extra word Lashem, that told us to include the Sar Lazazel. Implication being, holo, Rabbi, if we didn't have the extra word Lashem, Hava Amina, I would have said that the Sar HaMishtalech is Kadosh B'mechusus Man, could be, in fact, made holy before it was 8 days old. But how could that be? How could you possibly have designated it before it was 8 days old? Because you have to do the Goral, the Kalfi, the lottery, and one of them is going to have to be Lashem. The other one's going to be the Sar Lazazel. Okay, so you could tell me that it might have been the Sar Lazazel. That could be less than 8 days old, but how could the Sar Lashem be less than 8 days old? So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Teretz is, you know who this is? Who's the author of this? Raisa Homani. This is Chanan HaMitzri here. And his opinion is as follows. The Tanya, we learned in the Raisa that Chanan HaMitzri holds as follows. Chanan HaMitzri Omer, Afilu Don Bekos, if you shechted the Sor Lashem, and the blood is in the container, you did the Kabbalah, and then Nebuch, the Sor Lazazel, dies, so maybe Chaveiro Umezaviglo, you just go bring another goat, and that will be the Sor Lashem. And it will just replace it. You don't need to do Hagrola. We'll see later on this is not correct. But right now we're saying that it seems that Chodan HaMitzri says you don't need to do Hagrola. In other words, you just go and bring a new Sire to replace the Sor Lazazel that died. Now, in this situation, it technically isn't in a Hagrola to be the Sor Lashem, and therefore it could be less than 8 days old. So that's why you need a Pasuk to tell me Lashem, to tell me no, even this is not allowed. Where it says Lav Dafka, who says that that's the correct understanding of Chodan HaMitzri, that you don't need Nagrola? Maybe, Emer, the Shamasli, the Chodan HaMitzri, the Lesli, the Chuyin. Granted, Chodan HaMitzri says that the blood that you have already from the Sor Lashem and the Dam Kabbalah is perfectly good, and you don't have to go and reshecht the Sor Lashem. But who says that he holds that you don't have to do Agrola? Emer, the Shamasli, the Chodan HaMitzri, the Lesli, the Chuyin. He doesn't push aside that blood that's already in the Klisharis from the Sor Lashem that was shechted. But the Lesley Hagrola, Mishamisle, who says that he doesn't hold that you need to do a Hagrola? That he says you need to do. And you do a new Hagrola, and therefore, Dilma Maisio Magro. So you have to do a new Hagrola, and therefore, it would in fact possibly have to be eligible to be the Sor Lashem, and therefore, this can't be the answer why you need the Pasuk Lashem to go and include a Sor Lazazel in being. It must be at least 8 days old, because it can't be from Chodan HaMitzri, because there's no reason to think that you would be able to use less than 8 days old, even according to Chodan HaMitzri, you have to do Agrola. So that can't be the answer. Shmuel says, you're right. Elo Omer Yosef, Rav Yosef said, this is the answer. Why do I need a pasuk to specifically tell me that the Sol Azazel can't be 8 days old. It's for the following reason. El Om Reb Yosef, Homani, whose opinion is this? Rabbi Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say? The Tanya. Meis Echod Mehem, if one of the two goats were to die after the Hagrola was done, either the Sol Hashem died or the Sol Azazel died. So Rabbi Shimon held, maybe Chavei Rosh Lo Hagrola. He holds that you bring the other one without a grola. So if the Sol Azazel died, you just bring a new one without a grola. Here he befavors Rabbi Shimon says you don't do a grola. Maybe Chaver Shlo by grola. Divri Rabbi Shimon. This is the opinion that we need to have a pasuk. According to Rabbi Shimon, you need a specific pasuk to tell me. Even in this situation when you don't have a grola and there is no potential for me, Sol Hashem, and therefore one might have thought that it could be less than 8 days old, that's why you need a pasuk Hashem to tell me that that's not true. Alternatively, we could have another teretz. Ravino Amar Kigon Shohumam VeChilalo Al Acher. You know what happened? The Sor Lazozo got a mum, and you just directly redeemed it for a different Sor Lazozo without doing a new lottery. And therefore, it's again the same thing. You could redeem it with something that's less than 8 days old. That's what I might have thought. That's why I need the Pasuk Lashem to tell me no, it must be more than 8 days old. Now, how do we know this? When we know Tamer the Pasuk Be Mumma, how do we know that the Sor Lazozo can't have a mum? After all, it's not a carbon. Maybe you could have a mum. The Tanya. Because we learned in the Brisa, it says v'yisheh lo sit nu mehem. It says in regards to a baal mum, you're not allowed to go bring that as a korban. Now, elu hachalavim, the first part of the pasuk v'yisheh lo sit nu mehem. That's a reference to the sacrificial fats; they can't be brought as a korban. Enli alakula. How do I know that that's all of the sacrificial fats that can't be brought as a korban? Miktsas v'nai. Maybe I could bring some of them. So talmud omer mehem. The pasuk says lo sit nu mehem. So it's not only the entire sacrificial fats that can't be brought, but even part of them. And then the pasuk says, Mizbeach, v'yisheh lo sitnu mehem al ha-mizbeach la-Hashem. So the word Mizbeach, that comes to tell me, zuzrikas damen, that you're not allowed to do the zrika on a balmum. In other words, it's not good as a carbon. And la-Hashem, why do we need this la-Hashem? L'rabos sar ha-mishtaleach. That comes to include as well, in this situation, even the sar mishtaleach. So the sar mishtaleach cannot be a balmum. That's how Ravina knows that the Sar Mishtalech can't be a Baal Mum, and therefore, in case it got a Baal Mum, so then it doesn't require new Hagrola. You just redeem it, and you take the new Sar Lashem. You might have thought that could be less than 8 days old. That's why we need the Lashem in our Pasuk to tell us that it can't be 8 days old. V'yitzrich l'michtav Baal Mum, v'yitzrich l'michtav m'chususman. Now, we need a special Pasuk over here to specifically tell me Lashem is l'rabo sar mishtalech in the din of Baal Mum, and we need a special Pasuk, v'yitzrich l'michtav m'chususman. We needed Lashem previously to tell us that it can't be m'chususman. Why couldn't you learn one from the other? Because of Rahman and m'chususman, if we only had the Lashem to include the Sar Lazazel in the din of m'chususman, so I wouldn't automatically know Baal Mum. Why not? Mishum de lo motis mani, because here it hasn't yet reached its time. However, avol bamum, you know what? Taka de motis mani, it reached its time. And since it's not a carbon, I might have said it's perfectly good, even if it has a mum. Emelo, I would have said it's perfectly okay. That's why I need the Lashem by the bamum as well. No, so just tell me about the bamum, because of Rahman bamum. If you only told it to me by bamum, you know why I would say a bamum is no good? It's disgusting to bring something like this to a Kodesh Baruch, even if not as a carbon, but even to use it as a kapar for Klai Yisrael, so then that's terrible. And therefore, because it's Moz, that's why the pasuk might only apply to that situation. You need a pasuk to tell me, because after all, it's not a carbon, so you need a pasuk to tell me that a bamum can't be used in Sol HaZazel. But that can't be generalized to Mechusus Man, because Mechusus Man not Moz. A bamum is Moz. Abo Mechusus Man, the little Moz. What's wrong with a 7-day-old? Who says that intrinsically a 7-day-old is any worse than a 9-day-old? The Torah tells us that, but it's not intrinsically Moz, and therefore, Emelo, I wouldn't have automatically applied the din. The Sol HaZazel cannot be less than 8 days old if by Baal Din it applies. Who says it applies? By Mechusus Man. Sricha. That's why I need the other Lashem to teach me that as well. So we need the two Psukim Lashem to be Marbe, one to include the Sar Lazazel and Din of Mechusus Man, and one we need to include it in the Din of Baal Mum. Finally, we have one last teretz. We turn to Samaf Talon and Aleph. Rava gives us a different teretz over here, why we need to tell me that the Sar Lazazel, why I might have thought that it could be Mechusus Man, and why we need the Pasuk Lashem to tell me that it's not Mechusus Man. Rava tells us as follows, Kigon Shoya Lo Chola B'soch Beso. The person had Nebuch, a sick person in his house, and that person needed meat. And this was V'shochat Imo B'yom HaKippurim. And on Yom Kippur, you needed to have meat for that sick person, and you shechted the mother of the Sar La'Azazel. Now, normally we have a din of Oso V'yes B'no. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the child. You can't shech the mother animal and the baby animal on the same day. Now, here you know you shechted the mother animal on this day. And therefore, since you wouldn't be allowed to shecht this sorel la'azazel if you wanted to, so therefore it can't also be used for the sorel la'azazel, and therefore you replace it. And when you replace it, you do it without hagrola, and therefore that's why you need to tell me that, no, the replacement animal over here also has to be less than mechusar zman. It can't be a mechusar zman. Gemara says, wait a second, why would this be an issur of osov yes beno by the sorel la'azazel? After all, the pasuk tells me, but also this we know, lo sishchatu biyom echad. Omer Rechmona, the pasuk says you can't go shecht them both in the same day, and the sorel la'azazel is not being shechted. So why would I need to replace this sorel la'azazel with another sorel la'azazel that's the mechuzos man, that you need the word Lashem to tell me that it can't be replaced with the mechuzos man? Why do I need to replace this? I'm not shechting it, so there's no issur of osov yes beno. So Mori says an important idea. Ami Marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyaso latzuk, pushing this sorel la'azazel off the cliff, going and doing the avoda of this sorel la'azazel, zuhi shchitasu. That's the shchita equivalent. And therefore, that is as if you went and shechted this sorel la'azazel. And that would be a problem of oso v'es bino. With this, we conclude today's share.